What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny Meringue.
And then I went to this movie theater. This is that I made a noise like this.
Dusty Hera.
Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick.
I'm beginning to like this kid, Mike.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Are you good?
The Fan.
Hour three here on a Danny and Dusty on a Monday afternoon. Whether you're listening along on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Monday. And we'll pivot back to some NBA talk as we are now 54 minutes away from free agency opening in the NBA.
Whoop, whoop.
But as it pertains to some of the local boys.
Blazers are signing LeBron.
No, there you go. Well, I can't do that because he opted in. But
no, still
going to
do it.
The Fake Pac news. State is coming to fruition as Texas State has signed their paperwork to buy out of the Sun Belt Conference and is officially accepting the invitation to the new Pac State Conference.
Hey! This is good news for the Pac-12. We talked about this. It's not the sexiest move, but if you look at, have you seen the map of Texas and how many conferences are in Texas?
No.
You have Sun Belt, Conference USA, American, Big 12, SEC, and now the Pac-12 are all in that conference.
Weren't all of the major Texas schools all in the Southwestern Conference?
Yes. The old Southwestern Conference, and then you had Oklahoma and Nebraska, I think, in there too. Yeah.
And now none of them are in the same conference.
No. No.
It's a crazy place to be.
It is, but that is when money gets in, and that tells you, with all of those conferences being in there, it's not just because they have a lot of schools. It is the fact that it's a fertile recruiting ground.
Oh, we also forgot ACC in there because of SMU.
And SMU in the ACC, yeah. I mean, there are so many schools in that state, and every conference wants to be there because it is one way to get into homes and recruiting. And that is a positive. It will never be the boon that, say, getting into the SEC or, hell, even the ACC will be, or the Big 12, right? But the reality is that it gives you a reason to bring kids in and say, hey, with only 8 teams now that are in the conference, every other year you will play at least one game in Texas. Mm-hmm. So if you're here for 4 years, you will play at least twice in your home state. It's a big-ass state.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a really long time to drive across it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you do have that to where, hey, we need to get some sort of familiarity there. Is it crowded? Hell yeah, it's crowded because all of those other conferences that we just named, they all are saying the exact same thing. And so what is the positive and how big is it? not too much. It has a massive student body, 40,000 students there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a big school.
In the trivia last week, I thought they were a smaller school like an SMU. No, mm-hmm. they are enormous.
But so is Portland State
mm-hmm.
here in the state of Oregon.
Yeah, aren't they like 20,000?
No. Portland State is massive.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
Russ, check up how many students Portland State has for
enrollment. Yeah,
but it's commuter school,
yeah.
And so is, you know, Texas State to an extent because San Marcos is halfway in between San Antonio and Austin.
And cities in Texas are quite big.
Yeah, they are. But the reality is, you just needed to get to eight. This gets you to eight. They will get a full share of the Pac-12 revenue share, and now you can get your TV money, and now you can start actually looking at, all right, what does the future really look like for this conference?
And this is the, you know, you were Washington State, Oregon State, you were, when the conference realignment hit you in the mouth, you were thrown out into the ocean with a life raft and some rations.
Mm-hmm.
And the rations were, here's your money from the NCAA tournament.
50
and
million.
Some bowl game stuff that kind of just spat it around there, but you got a sizable chunk and you won the legal case that entitled you to all of the NCAA tournament money. Yeah. And that was a big deal.
You get $50 million for 2 years. Each year you get $50 million. That gives you a leg up. It doesn't put you in the absolute disarray, but now this is where it starts getting harder.
But in my opinion, they've gone from the life raft. They've been picked up by a ship. Now, they didn't get picked up by a cruise line. They got picked up by the fishing trawler. You can make it back to shore. Can you get back there and be with the big boys again? Probably not, but you at least have an opportunity to get at the table again
mm-hmm.
when realignment does hit again, and it's going to hit again.
And the reality of it is that it comes down to the Pac-12 and the American Conference. Those are the two toughest group of six conferences that exist right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you have quality games across the board, whether it is Oregon State, Washington State, and playing against each other, or Boise State or San Diego State. Those are quality teams. You have four quality programs.
Mm-hmm.
Now you need to do something with it. Like we saw the Mountain West, Boise State lost one game and they had a first round bye
mm-hmm.
because they ran roughshod through that conference. You got to be perfect, and that's the thing with the group of six conferences, that you can afford a loss to an Oregon
mm-hmm.
or, for the Cougs, Washington, but you can't afford to lose to anybody else
no.
because that's where you get left outside.
Unless you've got another special team in that conference.
As of fall 2024, Portland State enrollment, a little over 20,000.
No, okay.
20,470, just under 16,000 undergraduate and about 4,500 graduate students.
I mean, that's still a big school.
That is a big school.
When you consider like what Portland State kind of is, that's a big school.
Yeah. 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 That is a big school.
There you go.
All right.
But this is going to be interesting.
Pac-12.
Now we are going to get some clarification on the media rights deal. Obviously, we have the CBS portion of this that's already been announced. What other partners come out of this, and just how much money can they string together, and how frequently will they be on TV and in the same places? That's when it's going to be interesting, because there have been reports as up to four separate media partners. That's a lot of cutting and splicing.
But look, that's nothing new anymore, right? Like, I mean,
sure, you'd love to be able to hit your anchor to one. Maybe two. Three's probably like, all right. Four, it gets a little dicier, but if you do what you got to do at this point.
Look at the Big Ten. The Big Ten is on NBC, CBS, mm-hmm. and Fox. Like, there's three right there where they got some of their games wedged onto Peacock, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that is, so many networks are in the business of college football. Being on four different networks, it used to be a big deal where we were like, oh my gosh, do we, and oh, by the way, the Big Ten is also on the Big Ten Network, too. So it used to be, where am I going to have to find the games now? We're becoming more and more conditioned to just being like, all right, I just got to find out where the game is this week. Now, the one thing that the Pac-12 does have going that is really good for them is that the Pac-12 network was inaccessible and not a lot of people had it. So the fact that you're on CW, which everybody will have,
mm-hmm.
you are on CBS, which everybody will have,
mm-hmm.
that makes it far more palatable, right? You will have accessible games. And that's the big thing. Yeah. It's not like, all right, we're on a bunch of networks. It's, all right, are they going to be accessible to me?
You're not on Tubi or Fubo or... Primary subscription efforts.
Look, and even with the major conferences, like the Big Ten, dude, the numbers are not astronomical when they're Peacock exclusive.
No. Even if, and I imagine as they keep trying to push Peacock, we will eventually, like the NFL did, we will eventually start getting more and more marquee matchups on those subscription platforms.
No doubt about it.
I mean, we've heard the story about ESPN potentially, you know, going into their, because the ESPN is introducing their new package this fall, their direct-to-consumer streaming package. And are we going to start getting charged individual games for a subscription package on top of, if you've got ESPN Plus or whatever else you've got going, your Hulu, Disney, ESPN Plus, you know, combo subscription. And that's a particular hell that I'm not exactly excited for, but we know the path this stuff is heading down. So I want to keep it in the world of college football because there is an interesting and strange story out of BYU around their quarterback and what were some heinous charges that are now being dropped and his future at BYU not only being in question, but on the way out. We'll get to that and more coming up on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're keeping the world of college football for just a little bit longer as BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff is, well, not going to be a part of BYU anymore. If you were unfamiliar with what was going on here, there was a case where Jake Retzlaff was brought against him of
alleged rape.
Yep. I it's one of those ones I don't like going into for very obvious reasons.
And it wasn't a criminal lawsuit. It was a civil lawsuit. And it has been dismissed, according to the court records that are out there. And that is obviously... great news for him that this thing has
gone away.
Been dismissed with prejudice, ending the case, and now it is you know, he can move on with his life. We don't know any of the details beyond that, but it goes further with Retzlaff because the fact that BYU has the honor code and that he would be facing a 7-game suspension for violation of the honor code because of not just the rape allegation, but premarital sex, right? Yes. The honor code says both of those things.
No.
And so he is now going to have to enter the transfer portal. And their schools are reporting in a month. We've gone through spring ball. Like, I mean, this is like a starting level quarterback in Jake Retzlaff, who was phenomenal for BYU last year. And
remember the story, for anybody unfamiliar, that's BYU.
BYU. Like, the Mormons were circling the wagons for this guy, and they were fully behind this Jewish quarterback playing for BYU, the school of the LDS Church. And it was one of the more fun stories of all of college football last year was the run that they were on, how close that they had come, and the fact that, you know, he was this Jewish quarterback and people were like excited about it. Right. I mean, it was a wholesome, great little story.
It's the polar bear in Texas kind of situation. But it was fun.
That's right. But these allegations came up and they stem from back in 2023. And the allegations were nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, they were nasty allegations.
This is when you get these kind of cases, whether it's Trevor Bauer or Matt Ariza or, you know, insert dude here, reading through them is not a, you don't come out feeling clean.
No.
That's for sure.
No.
But, and now in all three of those cases, you know, they've been dismissed. And it's, I'm not even going to go into the rest of that stuff, but it's like, it's one of those things where that's a difficult thing to come back from on its surface. And then the idea of coming back to BYU and facing a 7-game suspension, he's probably not an NFL guy. So his earning potential and ability to continue playing college football is going to be very limited. So now he's without a home, but he's probably good enough where there's certainly some teams that are going to come calling.
Yeah, it is so late.
It is.
In the game, though.
It's incredibly late in the game, but this is also a year where there's, what, 4 or 5 quarterbacks at the top that you're sure of, or at least not sure of. They are experienced enough that you're like, you believe in them.
This year has the most uncertainty in college football in quite some time.
I don't think it would be very hard to talk yourself into a competent, high major, competitive quarterback if you were unsure about your quarterback room.
No. No, and there's a lot of them really talented rosters that are out there. I mean, they're going through, like, you know, a lot of the outlets are putting out there, like, their top 15 quarterbacks in college football. And I see people, you know, getting upset that you see Dante Moore or Damon Williams on these lists in the top 15 quarterbacks in all of college football. It's like, well, look at who are you putting up there?
I mean, Drew Aller, Kate Klubnick. Nussmeier. Those are probably
Nussmeier, your three best returners. Arch Manning.
Well, I'm talking about your three best returners in college football.
Yeah. Well, Carson Beck, too.
Carson
Beck has been really productive coming off of UCL surgery, but still wildly productive. And then Sellers out of South Carolina is special. He's pretty twitchy. But the quarterback class as a whole, it's not like you have the guys that are head and shoulders above everybody else.
It's there's a lot of unknown there, but this is interesting as far as not just the case going away, but somebody entering this process this deep into the cycle. And could we not for these ramifications or these justifications, but could we see something like this not becoming the norm, but becoming more normal? In the sense of guys like leaving later in the process.
I don't think you're going to see guys leaving later in the process.
Ultimately, just this is an outlier.
This is an extreme circumstance because you can't, the quarterback especially, I mean, he has to go wherever, whatever system he's going to go into, he's got to learn a completely new language from start to finish in this. I mean, it is completely different going from one system to the next, because you have to learn, you know, formations on the surface. We may all call them, you know, trips or doubles, or but in from system to system, you know, you have tray, trio, trips, like all of them are different. Twins, doubles, mm-hmm. you know, it no matter what, doubles to one team could be twins to another, right? You could have
the vernaculars all
trio be one thing, but it's tray for another school, mm-hmm. and so that's just formationally, let alone concepts in the language of concepts. And are you going named routes versus numbered routes, and how are you going through all of your motions that you have to go through, mm-hmm. shifts, and then learning that that's just the verbiage of mm-hmm. it. Let alone your read progressions and how different coaches have different progressions for certain route concepts, to where you may go, most teams are never going to go back to front, but you have certain concepts where you're going to take that shot deep, and other coaches are like, no, still take the short and then go to deep number two. There's so much variance that happens. And then that is not even a timing issue. Timing is everything with quarterbacks and receivers.
Relationships.
Trust with offensive mm-hmm. line, and being on the same page with your offensive line based on the fronts that they've seen, where pressure's going to be coming from. It's crazy, man. And I don't know how he's going to do it in such a short amount of time.
No, it's going to be one of those processes that's going to be interesting to watch because of the volatility of college football this year.
Yep.
If and when he does end up somewhere else. All right, coming up next, we're going to pivot back to the NBA and the free agency period. We are 33 minutes away from free agency opening up. We have, at least mildly breaking news, Jake Fisher confirmed the amount that I had heard that DeAndre Ayton gave back, and what that means for the Trailblazers and potentially for DeAndre Ayton in the free agency period coming up. We'll get to that and more. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with the Sports Center update.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Real quick, that's just an absolute banger of an opener for a song. Doesn't get much better than that. You hear that and you immediately know what it is. We have opening of NBA free agency starting in 27 minutes.
Yeah, dude.
We will officially be underway. And I want to say about 15 minutes ago, Jake Fisher, shout out the homie, did officially break the news of what was the oft-discussed buyout dollar amount. We had heard last night coming in this morning that was $10 million. Jake has it fully confirmed from multiple sources. Blazers will save $10 million, and I believe that they were heading into free agency roughly $8 million under the luxury tax line. So this would bring them up to roughly $18 million.
Okay, well, this means that the Blazers are going to pay DeAndre Ayton $25 million to go away, not play for the Blazers.
And what's interesting here is again, these are the very minute things that come out of this. Was there offset language built into the buyout? Let's say the Lakers give him the full MLE, which I believe the league just sent out the actual data.
Mid-level exception is what the MLE is.
All of the salaries. I got an email from the NBA just a minute ago, so I'm assuming that's what it was. I can't find it. But I believe it's going to be the full MLE will be $14.1 million.
Non-tax MLE is $14.1 million. First apron is $195.9 million. The second apron is set at $207.824 million.
And then the tax layer MLE, I believe, is $5.7 million. So if you're above the luxury tax line, you're there.
The salary cap is going to be $154.647 million.
Mm-hmm.
The tax level is $187.895.
So, yeah, the league's growing. I mean, do you remember when the salary cap was, you know, under $100 million? Like, it's so crazy how far it's come.
I don't know, man.
It's going to keep going because that guaranteed TV rights deal for 9 years is going to keep this thing going up at probably the full 10% every single year.
Yeesh.
But with that in mind, if that is indeed true, that they freed up $10 million in space, again, without going into the minutiae of the offset language, it does give the Blazers some opportunity to work with something there. And there are multiple reports, and I've heard this from a few other folks. And shockingly, the Blazers need shooting.
Oh, no way. No, nobody's ever said that.
A name that I've heard floated, Luke Kennard. Luke Kennard is a player I have heard the Blazers are interested in.
Well, they didn't get Con Knipple, but they can get a white Duke shooter.
I will say the quota is quite low right now. Donovan and is that it? Going off the top of my head, is that our only white? I think that's our only white right now. So the quota is quite low. In Boston, you know, there's a...
Somebody will say Denny, but Denny is Israeli.
Denny's Israeli, yeah. No, and then, I mean, now the Blazers have players from 8 different countries on their roster with the addition of... Hansen. Yeah, you've got China, you've got Israel, you've got France, you've got South Sudan, you've got Australia, you've got Belgium. Who am I forgetting? Oh, so there's multiple guys from France with Roops and CD. Who am I forgetting? There's somebody else I'm forgetting, and I'm sorry. I'm just kind of rattling off the top of my head. But very diverse international team, that's for sure. As a reminder, Mike Schmitz was a guy who cut his teeth very heavily in the international scouting circuit and is very involved with Basketball Without Borders and NBA Africa. So all things to kind of keep in mind.
I have something here for you.
What you got?
All right. So we discussed the salary cap is at $154.647 million. The tax level is at $187.895. Okay. SpotTrack has updated the Blazers with paying DeAndre Ayton $25 million of this. So they have the $10 million in there. And then Anfernee Simons gone and Drew Holiday on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
That puts the Blazers cap allocations at 189.646.
Mm-hmm.
So $2 million over that tax, which is... By the way, not very much, and they can get under that very easily.
Not only that, there's a lot of cap hold stuff that is in there as well. So
they do have cap holds for Manaya, TJ Leaf, Keljan Blevins, Bryce McGowan's, Ashton Hagens, Ben McLemore, who's on trial in Lake Oswego, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, Danilo Banton, Jabari Walker, and Hanson Young.
Yeah, there's about... I would say roughly $20 million.
They have him at Hanson Yang, not Young.
That'll get updated. The team has been very forthright about what the expectation is for that. It's Young Hanson. I've had a few people text me and DM me which one it is. Young Hanson. That is how he is going to go about it. When you talk about him and specifically his name, you say Hanson, but he will have Young on the back of his jersey.
All right, cool,
As it pertains to that stuff. But yeah, if you take away those cap holds, it should get you, I believe, to roughly $18 million.
All right.
So if they're $2 million over and they've got $20 million in cap holds, your difference there is $18.
Bing, 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 bing.
So in this, again, the way that I have had this, and I've confirmed this with multiple cap experts, that this should get them to roughly $18 million worth of room to play with, which would give them full access to the non-taxpayer mid-level exception with $14.1 million. They don't have to use that, but that is an exception that they can use. Mm-hmm. And it's this free agent class was not robust to begin with. We were talking before the show when I had an idea of what the buyout was going to be, and I was like, well, here's the list of shooters available in this free agent market. These are the guys that you could quote-unquote say are shooters.
Great list.
On the market that kind of fit what the Blazers need. Now, there's the Malcolm Brogdons and Miles Turners and D'Angelo Russells, but you're like, those are more primary creators or, you know, spot shooters. You've got Duncan Robinson, who opted out of his deal in Miami, either to re-sign a long-term deal in Miami or sign as a free agent. Which...
And that was kind of the working hypothesis about him opting out of that deal, is that he does want to return, but then that changed, that pivoted real quickly, and people were like, maybe not, guys.
I thought it was interesting that he opted out of $18 million guaranteed.
Yep.
Like, are you going to get a 3-year deal that gets you that in total?
And it did. It was weird that the reporting pivot, that pivot in reporting, it wasn't necessarily like from the agent lens. It was more like the team going, yeah, no, we got to make some decisions right now, and we're going to make this one.
Again, that was super interesting. Caris LeVert is a guy that's out there as a shot creator, is a little bit more on ball. I've heard multiple teams are going to pursue him. Detroit is a team that I have heard that have pivoted to him since the Malik Beasley investigation. Dennis Schroeder is almost guaranteed to end up in Sacramento. That sounds like it's one of the most done deals that exists out there, which
but
Sacramento...
Why? They can't negotiate contracts for another 19 minutes, Danny.
Yeah. Beyond that... What? Yeah, it's looking at Sacramento, I have no idea what the hell they're doing. They
ballin', dude.
Trade into the draft to go get Neat Clifford, a player who I love, and I hope he doesn't wallow away in what's going on in Sacramento.
Colorado State, baby!
You take a look at Sabonis, Malik Monk, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan. They're looking at a potential extension for Keegan Murray after Jabari Smith Jr. got his extension. That's probably going to be the bar that is set for guys in that class, not named Chet or Paolo. And obviously, Paolo has already taken care of that. He's got the Supermax that's going to kick in, the original Supermax for him that's going to kick in. Nobody's going to argue with that because of how good he has been. But looking at the rest of the shooters in this class, after Robinson, you've got LeVert, then you have Luke Kennard. He made $14 million last year. Dorian Finney-Smith opted out. He was the intel/rumors is that he's very likely to end up in Houston, so you can take him off the board. After that, it gets to be slim bleeping pickings.
Well, that wasn't necessarily like an orchard grove.
No.
Grove there.
I mean, there's three guys. That's it. And so there's going to be a pretty robust market because shooting is at a premium right now and teams are looking for shooting, especially a Detroit team who thought they had one of the better off-the-bench scorers/shooters in the entire league in Malik Beasley. You throw him out, like they were looking to put pen to paper.
And this kind of highlights what we talked about with the Blazers in the draft, in that if one of those guys that they passed on for Young Henson turns into a dyed-in-the-wool knockdown shooter, the history will not be kind to that draft pick.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is like if you're going to do the, jump over the hurdles of, you know, draft value, it's, I don't necessarily get on this one. I use one for certain, Cedric Coward. Like that's like the one he was traded for, and that's who Memphis targeted. Yes, Kasparis was taken later. Yes, Carter Bryant was taken later, and so was Asenge. Mm-hmm. I think the Cedric Coward one is absolutely real. I think the Carter Bryant one, probably. Kasparis fell a lot further than folks anticipated.
Mm-hmm. And also, look, and people will not remember this because they never do, but Carter Bryant came off the bench at Arizona. Mm-hmm. He's going to be coming off the bench in San Antonio, too. That's a good fit for him. He would be expected to bear a lot more of the load if he were to come to Portland. That pressure means a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah. And the other thing about this is when you're taking a look at who the Blazers could potentially sign, if they do opt to make a sign or they do orchestrate a trade, there is a young player or two at literally every position on the roster. And so if you're going to talk about clearing the deck and you trade away Anthony Simons and you buy out DeAndre Ayton, and if you're looking to move Jeremy Grant, even if you do those things, let's say they make a move with Jeremy Grant and somehow they bring back, you know, either a couple veteran guys or one younger guy. It's like, how do you get them on the floor? Like, you have to have a path. And so if you're going to go out and sign a guy like Luke Kennard, how does he get on the floor? Well, it's very, very clear. Even with his defensive shortcomings, lack of creation, all those kind of things, you are bereft of consistent movement shooting on this roster. There is not a movement shooter on the roster right now. So you build the defensive insulation around him to afford yourself the ability to get that guy on the floor since you have something like that.
The bright spot is that we will not see any Instagram posts from guys saying, we got shooters!
Yeah, no, they definitely don't have that right now. No. Now, they aren't throwing up bricks from three at a level, heretofore unseen like the Orlando Magic, but they aren't far off of it.
Yeah.
And you're factoring in a lot of potential shooting growth, specifically from Shaedon Sharpe, who has not shot well from three at all. Point blank, full stop. Scoot, while he struggled in his rookie year, did improve pretty drastically. And I've said this before. Shooting is never something that has really concerned me with Scoot. I thought he would, at bare minimum, be a league average guy. And I think on catch and shoot, he can be slightly above league average. His jumper is not something I look at and go, ugh, that's broken. Shaedon Sharpe, I want him taking pull-up twos, because he's actually very good at it. And he has got to find a way to transfer that to the three-point line as well, because he shot right at 31%. It's just,
that's not
going to get it done.
For a shooting guard.
No. And if you're trading away Anthony Simons, as you did, and you got back Drew, who's a career 38% three-point shooter, but he's not a pull-up, off-the-dribble, he's a more of a catch-and-shoot guy.
And he is a in-spots, not volume
guy. Yeah, you're not getting up 8, 9, 10 a game. And in today's NBA, you have to have some volume level shooting on your roster, and you have to have some level of movement shooting. And right now they have neither. So that is something they very drastically need to prioritize. All right. When we come back, I want to get your thoughts on this one, Dusty and Rusty, if you want to hop in too. The free agency period is going to open here in 14 minutes. What do you want and what do you expect to see from the Blazers over the course of the early free agency period as they try to round out the roster going into the 25-26 season? We'll get to that as we wrap today's show here on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan. NBA free agency officially opens up in a little under 9 minutes, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The books will open up on the new calendar year for the NBA. The moratorium period will begin, and the official calendar flip happens July 6th. That is when the official 25-26 season begins on the books. Mm-hmm. Portland Trailblazers have traded Anthony Simons for Drew Holiday. They have bought out DeAndre Ayton, drafted Hanson Yang, and now they have roughly $18 million worth of cap space to work with up to the luxury tax line to make some moves. And they currently have 13 players under contract. What would you consider a successful free agency period? That doesn't mean necessarily signing free agents. Just what would you consider a successful free agency period with where they stand right now?
Yeah, I really do think it comes down to, all right, you moved Anthony Simons. You've moved DeAndre Ayton. The last one that is seemingly the most no-brainer to move is Jeremy Grant. In that, when have we seen Jeremy Grant play in April?
Not.
Oh, ever. Not a once ever. No. He has been a good enough soldier here as he possibly can, but the reality of it is that he came here for a reason, and that reason has completely changed. Moving Jeremy Grant and getting the timeline back in order, right, as it were, to this team's going to be young. And I think that they jumped the shark, and Chauncey especially, when he gave the playoffs at the exit interviews at the end of the season. Joe Cronin tried to pump the brakes on that on draft night when he's like, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, that's more what I mean. I think Chauncey made a mistake, similar to Joe saying we wanted to go all in on
Dave. But you set the expectations and fans, they're not going to reset that, right? It's going to take a lot to do that. Moving Jeremy Grant and getting a young, solid player in return, or a couple of them now that you have that room to do it. Right?
A 1-for-2 unbalanced trade.
We know that free agency is not going to be the Blazers' friend.
No. And even if they
it
do,
never has.
Let's say they do sign Luke Kennard. The crazy thing is, Luke Kennard probably skyrockets in the top 10 free agent signings in the franchise's history.
That's sad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you go look down the list,
it ain't great. No.
Look, it's better than the Charlotte Hornets and a couple other teams that are out there as far as their best free agent signings of all time, but it ain't great.
No. And like that one, as long as it's not an overpay.
Yeah.
But what my expectation is, like, I hope that the Blazers made this DeAndre Ayton agreement and they bought him out with the idea and the understanding is that they've got a plan in place and they are going to make a big swing, and that entails moving Jeremy Grant and then that money going out, plus the now $18 million in room that you have coming in and an extra roster spot, means that you can bring in two guys that are going to be really damn good, right? That's what I hope. My expectation is, we started this show talking about theme songs.
Mm-hmm.
We're the Full House theme song. Like, whatever happened to predictability?
I mean,
like, there's been zero lately.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
I have no idea what to expect here.
No, normally I've got more intel directly that I can work with. Buddy, the last week it has been slim pickings.
You know what though? Kind of like it.
It's interesting.
I kind of like, they're not talking to anybody, man.
No.
Nobody has had a beat on anything that they
local
have been
or
doing.
National. It has been just a shock after shock.
Dead silence.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, is that a far cry from like what used to be predictable, is that they would do nothing, but Neil would be telling everybody they're not going to do anything.
So we'll see.
All right. That's going to do it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow, though, from noon to three.
Indeed.
Up next, you got 4 hours of power. The band is back together. Prime time with Isaac and Souk. 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears right here on The Fan.
Bye.
Bruce Hornsby!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.